in case you missed it on Newsbreak.
So there's been a number of climate story labs around the world, and we're very excited to announce the first climate story lab in South Africa called Climate Story Lab ZA. And we are bringing together climate experts, activists, and creators from the Southern African region in a four-day residential lab in January 2023. And we've currently opened the call to invite people to send us their projects to be a part of this residential lab, where we will help develop the stories, we'll advise on engagement strategies, and to just build those stories for bigger impact, partner creatives with experts and organizations for advocacy to amplify the message that they are putting across in these creative narratives.
So yes, as you're saying, Mickey, you're calling on these creative minds to share positive messages around climate change through their projects. So these submissions can include films, social media drives, dance as well, we're hearing?
Yes, we're making it a broad creative call. We're calling on theatre practitioners, poets, podcasters, filmmakers. If you're a dancer, a visual artist, we're trying to cast the net wide in terms of creative expression to communicate climate-related stories. We see this as an emergency, and we see it as a need to really put our heads and minds and hearts together to find a way to communicate the message in a way that it lands.
So you are encouraging submissions from around Southern Africa, which means not just our country, but some of our neighbours as well.
Exactly. We've extended our call to the Southern African region, so the countries that form part of the SADC region. So we're hoping to be more inclusive, because climate change is not geographically limited. It's affecting the whole world, and it's affecting specifically Africa, and it has a greater impact on vulnerable communities in rural areas. So we really want to hear the voices of people from the Southern African region in this lab.
Now, from these submissions, we're hearing that 8 projects will be selected. What happens from there?
So the deadline for applications is the 7th of October, so there's still a fair amount of time. But we do encourage you to get going on this, because it's 3 weeks and time flies. So the residential lab is a 4-day intensive lab where we'll be bringing the creative teams into the room with climate experts and activists. The idea is that we pair creative communication with knowledge and with the amplification that advocacy groups and activists can bring to the stories. So how can we, as people who care, creative, scientists, activists, how can we support each other to build a narrative? That is what's going to be happening in the lab.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.